Our story is about the wisdom of the people of Jerusalem. The Pasuk describes in Megillas Eicha, Rabasi Vagoyim, that the city of Jerusalem was great among the nations. And in the introduction to the Medrash Rabbah on Eicha, we have a list of fantastic stories about the wisdom of the people of Jerusalem. The Medrash quotes, among other stories, the story of a businessman who left Jerusalem and he came to some town, some city across the sea, and he was a guest by a Jew who lived in that city. He had done extraordinarily well in his business and he was thinking to go home when he suddenly fell ill. As his illness became more serious and he understood he would never again go home, he called his host and said to him, "I am giving you command of all of my wealth, all of my business, and all of my money. Now you watch over it until my son comes to pick it up. I left the boy behind in Jerusalem, and please send word that I've passed away, and he has to come pick up his inheritance. And you must test him with 3 tests of wisdom, and only then give him all of my wealth. If he doesn't live up to the tests, then don't give him my money, because undoubtedly he is not my son. My son comes from Jerusalem, and he'll live up to your tests." And so, the man passed away, and his host sent word to Jerusalem to tell the boy that his father had indeed passed away. The boy set sail and came to the city where his father had passed away. Now, the people in that city weren't nice people. They had a custom that when a stranger came to town, you would never tell him anyone's address. Anyone that asked directions to someone's house, you would never tell him. Maybe they had a lot of mafiosos in town, I don't know. But they never gave away anyone's address, the Medrash says. And so when the young son came to town, he outwitted them. He saw a man entering town selling pieces of wood. So he said to the man selling the wood, "I would like to purchase the wood from you, and I want you to deliver it as a gift to..." And he gave the host's name. So he paid the guy selling the wood. The guy walked over to that person's house to deliver the delivery of wood. Now the boy didn't have to ask anyone where the man lived. It's like sending flowers to the guy's house. The guy gets a knock on the door, and and there's a man standing there holding wood. So the host looks at the seller and asks him, "I didn't order any wood." The seller says, "Right, but that guy over there, he bought you a pack of wood." So the man drops his bundle of wood and leaves. So the host looks at the wood, looks at the boy, asks him, "Who are you? Why'd you buy me wood?" So the boy says, "I'm the son of the merchant who was a guest by you, and I figured you could use the wood, and this was a good way of finding where you live." So the host took him in. He saw this is an intelligent young man. He had already passed test number 1. As the afternoon came, they sat down to eat, the husband, his wife, the 2 sons, the 2 daughters. They brought before them all the delicious food, and among the food, there were 5 young chickens. So the host turned to the son and said, "Young man, you divide the chickens." So now we have there the host and his wife, 2 sons, 2 daughters, 6 people, and the guests, 7 people, 5 young chickens, 5 little chickens to divide. So the lad says, "No, you're the host. It's not respectful. You divide the chickens." The host says, no, you're the guest and I'm asking you to divide the chicken. Now, the halacha says that whatever the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you're supposed to listen. So, the guest sees that's what the host wants. So he says, fine. So, the guest took a chicken and put it before the host and his wife, took a chicken, put it before the two sons, took a chicken, put it before the two daughters, and took two chickens for himself. So, the host is thinking, gee, why'd he do that? Takes the two for himself and gives everyone else. Everyone else has to divide the chickens. That night, they bring them a big roast, a big bird. And again, the host tells the boy, you divide the roast. Again, the boy says, why should I divide? You're the host. The host says, I want you to divide that roast. So the boy takes the big roast and he takes the head, very little meat, puts it before the head of the house. He takes the innards of the chicken, not such delicious meat, puts it before the wife. He takes the two legs, puts it before the two boys. He takes the wings, puts it before the girls, and takes the rest of the chicken, this big fat chicken, takes it for himself. So now the host couldn't contain himself anymore. He said, that's how people divide things where you come from? Well, explain this to me. Why'd you divide things that way in the afternoon, and why'd you divide things this way now? So the boy said, look, I didn't ask you to divide. You know, I asked you to divide. But if you want, I'll explain to you. You asked that I divide, so I divided the fair way. I figure, you know, you, your wife, you're a pair, and one chicken. Your two sons, they're a pair, one chicken. Your two daughters, they're a pair, one chicken. I made sets of three. Now, me, I'm all alone, so I needed a pair to make my set. So me and two chickens, that makes a set. Now, tonight, you asked me to divide again, fine. I figure you're the head of the house, so you deserve the head. I gave you the head of the chicken. Your wife, she's the mother, her stomach, her innards gave you the fruit, the children. So I gave her the innards of the chicken. The legs, they're like your children, because your children, they're the ones that are the legs of the house. They're going to grow up and they'll support you as you grow old. Your sons, they're the boys, they're going to work the fields. They're the legs of the house. And the wings, well, your daughters, when you're going to marry them off, they're going to fly off to their husband's house. You're not going to have them any longer. And the rest of the body, well, it's this whole cavity. It looks just like the ship I came in. It has a cavity in the middle. I came on a ship, I'll leave on a ship. Give me my father's wealth and I'll let you go. So the head of the house looks at him and says, okay, you stood up to the three tests. You showed us three times that you're smart. They gave him the wealth and he left. Chazal tell us, 10 measurements of wisdom came down to the world. 9 went to Jerusalem and 1 to the rest of the world. Chazal tell us, the land of Israel was undisturbed during the flood. The land of Israel is what best fits the constitution of the human being. Our nature takes to the land of Israel like it will not take to any other land. The rest of the planet was harmed by the Mabul. The land of Israel was not. Chazal tell us that Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkim, simply breathing the air of Israel makes one smarter. If one was judged in a court in Chutz La'aretz and found guilty, if he runs away from that court will not retry him, for they have come to the conclusion. But what happens if he runs away from a court in Chutz La'aretz and comes before a court here in Israel? Well, then we say the merits of Israel, the wisdom of Israel, might cause that they'll find an opening. He will not be found guilty. He can be retried. Chazal tell us there was a great sage, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. He said, over quite a few stories of the wisdom of the children of Jerusalem, he was once headed towards a city. He went through a field, and a girl looked at him and said, thief. He said, why am I a thief? She said, you're walking through someone's field, you're destroying his field. Rabbi Yoshua said, yeah, but there's a path here, what do you want? The girl said, yeah, there are many thieves like you who are making the path here. People keep walking and that's what makes it into a path. Things should be growing here. Rabbi Yeshua took a step back and said, you won me, my girl. A little girl from Jerusalem won him. He was once headed towards a city. He met upon a boy. He asked him, The road forks here. What is the quicker way to the city? The boy said, if you go down this road, it is the short path, which is the long path. You go down this road, it is the long path, which is the short path. Rabbi Yeshua stood there thinking, figured, okay, took the short path, which was the long path, went down the path, and within a few moments saw the city, but saw a huge wall in his way. He saw he couldn't traverse the wall. He'd have to walk all the way around the wall. He would never make it to the city that way. He comes back up the path, looks at the boy and says, I asked you a simple question. Why didn't you give me a simple answer? The boy says, I don't understand. I did. I told you this is the short path. You get there very fast, but it's the long path because when you get there, you can't enter. You have to walk all around the wall. This other path is the long path. You'll walk a long way. But when you get there, you'll get there to the gates, and then it is the short path, and you'll enter right into the city. I answered you your question, sir. Father once asked his son, son here, small amount of money, buy me something that the more I have, the less I'll want. The boy went and brought him back salt. Chazal say, this is the wisdom of the children of Yerushalayim. The children of Yerushalayim were blessed. And here we saw one of the stories, or a few of the stories, of the wisdom of the children of Yerushalayim, Rabbati Bagoyim, the city that was admired as great among the nations.